The U.S. state of Washington will become the second state to legalize assisted suicide when, as of tomorrow, doctors will be able to prescribe lethal doses of medication for terminally ill patients seeking to hasten their deaths.
Referred to by its supporters as the Death with Dignity Act, the assisted suicide measure has been legal in the neighboring state of Oregon for over 10 years. Richard Dorflinger is the Assistant Director of the Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. He says that assisted suicide is a gruesome way to die and that people need to understand what true compassion means.
This is called a death with dignity. It's really an overdose of barbiturates. Often it has to be accompanied by putting a plastic bag over one's head to make sure one doesn't start breathing again. And some of these deaths have been very lingering and excruciating. And in the Netherlands, where this has been legal for a longer period of time, the doctors say these things often go wrongly, and that's why they have the backup, as they call it, of active euthanasia, of actually giving people lethal injections. I think we have to get people back to an appreciation of the meaning of the word compassion, which means to suffer with, to lighten other people's burdens by sharing them, that we are in this together, and that if we start breaking the bonds of solidarity with each other by carving out classes of people whose lives don't matter, for whom the solution is not treatment for the illness, but to see the patient himself as the problem and to eliminate him, then we are undermining the bonds that make society work. We need to, in the Catholic Church, we need to be models of this unconditional and instinctive love and solidarity with all, starting with the most helpless.